SPC, right? Let us pray. Eternal and Almighty God, we thank you for this beautiful morning that you have given us to get up this morning and to see a new day in our life. Thank you for the gift of life along with all the blessings that you shower upon us. And also all the pains and difficulties sometimes that we have to go through that you are with us during these times. Thank you for allowing us to witness for you in this time, in this place, during this time of history. We are not here by accident, but because of your plan that you have planned for us. We thank you for the opportunity that you have given us to come together and worship together at this place. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to come and die for us so that we can be called children of God and call you Father. We thank you for the time that you have given us and thank you for your presence in our midst. As we start our Lent journey this year, Lord, we pray that your blessings be upon us so that we can understand and know your love toward us. Through the time of Bible study and prayer and commitment that we make during this time, we use the season to purge our clutters from our lives and free ourselves from the bondage of sins that are binding us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of our sins during this time. Bless us, Lord, to worship today in truth and in spirit, with all the saints around the world and in heaven. As we take part in the communion, we pray that your Holy Spirit will guide us to a committed life in this world in the days to come. We pray that your name will be lifted up during our service. We pray for the choir and all the members here, Lord, all who are attending here, will be touched by your presence and the Holy Spirit, so that we can go out of this place as changed people, full of power, and be useful for your witness and for your kingdom in the days to come. We pray all these prayers in the name of our Lord and Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It is our fellowship time that we use to greet each other in Christian love. We know that we have a visitor here today. Kayla is visiting us. Please make sure that you stop by and say hi to her. And glad to see all of you here today. Let us rise up and greet each other in Christian love.
Morning. Glad to see you guys. Glad to have you.
Glad you're home.
Thank you. I'm glad.
Oh, she's going to do it. Oh,
please stand for the next hymn, hymn number 301, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross.
Healing stream flows from Calvary.
Please remain standing for the responsive reading, which is Psalm 32. You can follow that on the screen or in the hymnal at page 766.
Blessed are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
Blessed are those whom the Lord does not hold guilty, and in whose spirit there is no deceit.
When I did not declare my sin, my body wasted away throughout my groaning and all day long.
For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer.
I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not hide my iniquity.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Then you forgave the guilt of my sin.
Therefore let those who are guilty offer prayer to you.
At a time of distress, the rush of great waters shall not reach them.
You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You encompass me with deliverance.
I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you.
Do not be like the unruly horse or mule without understanding, whose temper must be curbed with bit and bridle.
Many are the plans of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds those who trust in the Lord.
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteousness.
Shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time. As a church family, we share our prayers of blessings and concerns together and bring them up to the Lord together as a family. Particularly, we share our blessings in the beginning and give thanks to God, and then after that, we will share our prayers of concerns and then lift them up to the throne of grace of God. If you can turn to the back of the bulletin, the specific prayer request that you can see, some of the names are listed there. You can use this list as a list for your personal prayers at home. Take that with you and stick it on the refrigerator or your prayer desk and use this in a regular prayer. We wanted to note a couple of special prayer items. As I mentioned, Martha has started her chemo. If you don't know her personally, she has been our admin council chair and also leading our Sunday school and was very useful in leadership in this church. And she was diagnosed with cancer and she started chemo a couple of weeks ago. She needs a lot of prayer. Her husband also had a broken rib last week, and they are in a difficult time. Please remember them in our prayers. Jack is not here today. He started his dialysis and he's not feeling well, but hopefully he will be better next Sunday. He will be here. Let us pray for Jack as well. Thank you for all of your prayers for the travel mercies that we have been doing for the last 2 weeks in the Holy Land. It was a blessed time that we had together there with a group of people who actually from various churches, and we learned a lot, and particularly it's helping me in my study, theological studies in the seminary, so I was taking a lot of notes. It was a great trip, and if you have the opportunity to go and visit those places, please think about it and pray about it. It's a great, great blessing. And you can see how the history comes to life when you visit those places. Glad that Eddie is here today. He had a wreck last week or the week before that. Yeah, one after the other. And glad that you are here, Eddie. We continue to pray for you. Margaret is back. And we are glad that you are back, Margaret. And she went down to take care of her sister and ended up in hospital there. How about that? We were talking about studying the Sunday school about storms in life. You know, sometimes these storms come and hit us from nowhere. But as people of faith, we know that God is in the middle of the storm and He will take care of us. And that's what she had to witness today, and that's a great blessing to be back to hear your witness. Robert just texted me that he is suffering from some kind of a contagious flu or something, so he decided to stay back home. Please pray for Robert. Bob Donald is listed here. Do you know what?
I haven't heard.
Yeah, what is wrong with him?
I'm sorry?
What is wrong? Do you know?
Who?
Bob Donald.
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, it's listed here, so I was kind of...
Oh, that was just, I think that was Travel Mercies.
Oh, just for Travel Mercies.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I believe so. I want to say some praises for Darlene Stone. That's my sister-in-law. She has shingles, but she's getting much, much better. The scarring is basically gone. She just still has a little pain. And things are working out with Ben and the repair that I asked prayer for. And God's right in the middle of it. So, woohoo! Praise God.
What's her name?
For Ben, my son. He's on the list there.
Yeah, but who had shingles?
Darlene Stone. She's on the list too there.
Oh, okay.
But she's doing much better.
Okay. And a friend of Jean's daughter, Melinda Mertz, she needs our prayers as she's suffering. What is she going through?
Meningitis.
Please pray for Melinda Mertz. Are there any other prayer announcements or praise items to share here today?
It's good to see Jean back too, and you're doing better, aren't you, Jean Mack?
Okay, if there are no other prayer items to raise, let us go to God in prayer. We'll take a few minutes in the beginning in silent prayers and also bring up our unspoken prayers at this time, and then I will close after that with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened." Let us go to God in prayer, holding on to the promise that God has promised through his Son Jesus Christ. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you have given us together as a church to come here and worship here in this place at this time. As we come before your throne, Lord, we lift all of those items that we have shared here today, the prayers of blessings. Thank you for the travel mercies that you have shown to us through our travel. Thank you for all the other blessings that we enjoyed, the good health and strength in our bodies, the blessing of family, friends, and church. We thank you for all of that. At the same time, a lot of us are going through difficult times through our health, and because of our issues with various other problems, we come to you with our burdens also at this time. You are a God who listens to our prayers and answers according to your time, according to your will. You know the best for us, Lord, and we lift them all of them up to you. We particularly pray for those who have been listed here in this prayer list. Particularly we pray for Martha at this time. You know her condition and situation, Lord, that she is going through. Touch her with your healing hand and bless her with your presence. As she continues with her chemo, we pray that you will be with her through the process and be with the doctors and the nurses who care for her to make the right decisions as they continue with the treatment. Bless her with your peace. Especially her husband is going also through some difficult time. Bless them as a family to know your peace and your presence and to be comforted by your presence in their lives every day. We pray for Robert, who is homesick today. Heal him, Lord, and touch him with your healing hand. We pray for Melinda Mertz, who is suffering from meningitis. We pray that your healing hand will touch her and heal her and recover her back to normal. We thank you for being with Eddie through his accident and bringing him to church here today. Continue to bless him and give him the health and strength he needs to continue with your witness in this world. We pray for Darlene, as we heard about the shingles that she's suffering. We pray that you will heal her and touch her. We pray for all of those who need our prayers. Particularly we pray for Jack also, as he's continuing with his dialysis. We pray that your healing hand touch him also and heal him and be with him through this treatment process that he's going through. We pray for all of those who are listed in this prayer list and others who are in hospitals, in nursing homes, and at homes and shut-ins with various problems and difficulties. We pray that your presence be with them and comfort them with your peace that passeth all understanding above all. We pray that you be with us in our daily lives as we live out our lives, Lord, to be prayerful for others, not only to be praying for just us and our church, but also to have a prayerful life to bless this world and help us to be, especially during this Lent season, to be caring and compassionate to others and loving others like the love that you have shown to us. Be with us as we continue our service today. Bless us with your presence as we take part in the communion. Be a blessing in our lives so that we can be a blessing to this world in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now we will do a blessing of this shawl that we will send to Martha. All the children may come forward and hold up. And those of you who want to bless this shawl, please come forward as well. Let us bless this shawl together. It is, please stand if you are able for the affirmation of our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. The ushers may come forward for the offering.
Thank you.
Please stand for the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him, all the living angels. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Loving God, You are so merciful and gracious that You give us all that we need. We offer ourselves at this time and bring before You a portion of what You have given us, Lord. May we find joy in freely giving our prayers and our presence and gifts and service to support the ministry and mission of this church. We ask You to accept this offering of Your people. We thank You for those who were able to give joyfully and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in Your love. Bless us and help us to use this offering to share Your love to this world. In the name of Your Son and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Scripture reading is taken from, please stay, continue to stand, from Matthew's Gospel chapter 4 verses 1 through 11.
Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only."
Then the devil left him and angels came and attended him.
The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, God.
Hey, great job. Great job.
Yeah.
Great job.
Awesome job.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank You for the word that You have given us for our life and our spirit. You are the living word that feeds us in our lives so that we can be strengthened spiritually to be Your witnesses for Your love, Your care and Your compassion to this world. Particularly during this Lent season as we start a journey of spiritual reflection to show Your life to this world and to be a witness for Your kingdom in the days to come. We pray that You will help us to humble ourselves before Your word and to be obedient to Your word and give us a humble spirit that we can follow Your path even when we face trials and temptations. Help us, Lord, to trust in You through our lives when we are faced with trials and difficulties. Bless us with Your presence. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts are acceptable in Your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So as we start our Lent season, we take this season as a time of reflection of our faith journey to renounce the force of wickedness and to reject the evil forces and to set apart our life for a committed holy life, particularly during this season. Tests and temptations and trials are used with similar meanings in various parts of the scripture. And this particular passage that we read today is about the temptation of Jesus Christ in the wilderness. And we were able to visit that particular temptation mount as they identified that place where Jesus was tempted and spent 40 nights and 40 days in fasting. And it was a powerful experience to go through that place where Jesus walked and Jesus went through those temptations and tests just as we are doing in our lives. That is the reality of God's love coming into this world to identify with you and me in the trials and in the temptations and in the tests of our lives. He didn't have to do it. He was the Son of God. He was in heaven with his Father, enjoying all the power and might that he had with the Father. But he left the throne of that heaven and came down to this world and walked as one of us, so that we can identify with him and he can identify with us. When we go through that situations in our lives, we know that Jesus Christ is walking with us in the trials of our lives. That is what we are learning from this. Many, many heroes that we can see in the scripture who have gone through the trials of faith and temptations of their faith in their life. You know about Job. I don't have to tell the whole story about him. He has been rejected by his wife and his friends and family, and even to the point of taking close to his life. And he prayed to God to take away his own life because he was so miserable and tested to the core of his faith. We know about Abraham, who was tested to sacrifice his own son. And we know now, and we read now about the Son of God, Jesus himself, was taken to the wilderness and tested and tempted. So what do all of these things give us or teach us? Some of the temptations or tests that we face are not the same as the people before us faced, but they all faced or went through the reality of tests and temptations in their lives. We are all subject to tests and temptations one way or other. It is more likely to occur in our lifetime in different ways. Like a church parking lot that I read in newspaper. They decided to name their parking lots instead of numbering the different, these are big churches. So they named this parking lot with various names. The parking lot Love, parking lot Patience, and parking lot Joy, so that you can go and find your car after service. And it turned out that sometimes it doesn't work out the way, if you parked in Patience and you want to get out a little early after service, it doesn't show what you have parked in the Patience lot. But they taught, the church taught them really some good lessons on that. And we don't have to worry about that problem here. But this teaches us that our life in this world has a lot of tests and temptations that come to us all the time. There is a little difference between a test and a temptation. I just wanted to note that. A test, if you look it up in the dictionaries, particularly in Christian terms, the tests are there for a benevolent or good purpose of proving the quality of our behavior or our faith in particular. We go through trials as a method of purifying our lives, as metal is purified in the refiner's crucible. That's what we read in the scripture in 1 Peter. Jesus was tested in the Garden of Gethsemane, and also he was tested on the cross. So we'll come to that as we continue the thought about this test about Jesus. Such experiences strengthen our patience and matures Christian character and leads us to an enhanced assurance of God's love and care for us. That's why Peter writes, like I said, in 1 Peter chapter 1, he writes, "In this greatly rejoice. You have been grieved by various trials and temptations, and the trial of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes, though is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ." He is saying that gold, the precious metal, is being tested through fire and melted it to a certain high degree of temperature, so that all the impurities will be melted away and it will become purer and purer as the gold goes through this hard process. I read somewhere that there is a stage at which the goldsmith can actually look into that mirror and see his reflection into that molten mirror, and that's when he knows that that mirror is pure. Sometimes when we go through that kind of furnace tests and difficulties in our times, remember, the goldsmith, our creator, is looking at us closely, and he will see his reflection of his face in our lives, and that is what our tests and trials are going to accomplish. That we will reflect his glory in our lives through our difficulties and problems. And Jesus was teaching us through his life in the wilderness at that time. But temptations are a little different. Temptations require a response. And many times it has a malicious aim of showing our weakness or trapping us into the wrong action through hardship or pain. That is why the Bible says that God does not tempt anyone, nor is he tempted by evil. We read that in the book of James. God does not tempt anyone. So do not say that God tempted you, but we are tempted, as we read, with evil of our own desires. That's what James writes in the book of James. Jesus was tested and tempted in the wilderness during this time. And we read that in all the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. All of them are testifying and writing that he was taken to the wilderness to be tempted and tested by Satan. Wilderness is not a pleasant experience, unpredictable and harsh. It is a place that offers nothing but the possibility of death. As the word itself says, it is wild. It will be in the wilderness to be alone, totally. We will be forced to rely upon God and God only. But at the same time, without food and water, Jesus was tired and weakened in his body. That is when Satan came. And a lot of times we find ourselves vulnerable when we are alone. And we don't see a place to turn to. And we don't know what to do and what direction to go to. And that's when sometimes the difficult tests come in our lives. There are only two times in the Bible that we see Satan talking to somebody. You know the first one? You all know that. First one is in the Garden of Eden. Satan was talking to Eve. And now here, it's another garden that I can relate to where the Satan is talking to Jesus Christ. It's a wilderness garden. There's nothing there. And he's talking to the Son of God, the Son of Man as well, talking directly to him. These are the two places. So I thought of comparing these two tests that happened. Perhaps the best way to understand these temptations is to compare them and contrast them between each other. The temptation in the Garden of Eden and the temptation that happened in the wilderness with Jesus Christ. We are tempted basically by three things. That's what the scripture says. John writes in 1 John that in the world there are three things that will test us and tempt us. He's saying in chapter 2 of 1 John chapter 2, 16, we read that for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. These are not from the Father in heaven, but these are of the world. And if we look at closely, the lust of flesh, the lust of the eyes, and pride of life. In Genesis 3, we read about the same three things that Satan came and the devil came to test Eve. And the lust of the flesh. As we read that the woman saw that the tree was good for food. Isn't that what we read there? And she saw God told them not to eat from the particular tree in the middle of the garden. And then the woman saw that It was good for food, the lust of flesh. Then it also reached that ant, it was pleasant to the eyes. It was good for food, pleasant to the eyes, the lust of the eyes. And it continues to say that the tree would make one wiser than God, the pride of life. That's when she took the fruit and ate and gave to her husband, and he ate it too. It was not because Adam and Eve was hungry like Jesus Christ in the wilderness. They were able to choose any of the trees in the garden to eat from. They were not like in the wilderness. Their appetite for the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was much more than hunger or thirst. It was disobedience, and above all, it was the pride of life that they wanted to be higher than God. They trusted and believed in the devil more than they trusted and believed in their own creator. The lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. These are the things that test us and tempt us all the time. But within the confines of all the temptations, there is always a test. We have to make a decision when temptations come. But tests, sometimes we don't have a choice, as a sickness or a death or something tragic happens in our lives out of our control. But temptations are different because we can make a choice and we have to make a choice. If we don't, like I used to say before, somebody else will make the choice and you may not like it. So temptations are tests are two different things, and within the confines of every temptation there will be a test. And God wants us to pass those tests when the temptations come. And Jesus taught us the prayer that we just prayed, the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation and deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from the evil one. Within the confines of every temptation, there is an evil test that will come after that. So the devil said, told them, you will not certainly die. Did God really tell you that? The serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from this tree, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. They chose the pursuit of knowledge rather than obeying God. The temptation of Christ also follows the same pattern, the lust of the flesh. The devil came while he was hungry and tired after 40 days of fasting and prayer, and told him, turn these rocks into bread so he can quench your thirst and hunger. After 40 days of fasting, he was hungry and tired, but it was more than that. The devil was not trying to help him get some strength. Jesus was there in the wilderness for a purpose. He was there to fast and pray and to reflect on his life so that he can be committed more for the ministry that is ahead of him. The devil's ultimate, the Satan's ultimate plan was not to feed him, but to stop what he had been doing, his fasting, so that he can break the fast and defeat Jesus Christ in his mission. He did not succeed in that. Jesus used the scripture against him every time a test came to him. So the lust of the flesh is a temptation to give bodily needs above spiritual needs. It is a matter of priority. It is not important how you fast, but it is important to understand why you fast. And then we read that the lust of the eyes, the devil took him and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, what a vision you can see. and offering all the kingdoms only if you worship me, I will give it to you. What right does he have to offer that? Does he own it? He knows he doesn't own it. But sometimes we get in the trap that the devil comes and tells you these things, that you can have all these things, the lust of the eyes. And we believe those things more than what God has offered us to see. And Satan tried to tempt Jesus to take his rightful inheritance outside of God's time. But Jesus responded again by quoting the scripture. And then, the lust of the eyes is immaturity. Lust is not always necessarily sexual or sensual. Other examples of our lust of the eyes, that we lust after things that other people may have. Whether it is a home, or a car, or furniture, or whatever it be. You see someone else and compare those things with ours, and it can be a temptation of our lust of the eyes. And then the pride of life. He told them, told Jesus, when both of those tests failed, the devil could not succeed in getting Jesus to follow him, those two, then he gave the last test, the pride of life. He said, jump from the pinnacle of this tower and God will guard you in his hands. He was quoting the scripture too. You know, the devil knows the scripture as well as we do. And he can always bring those scriptures to us so that we can tempt, and he can tempt and test us. Then we cut some kind of, yeah, that's kind of true. It is in the Bible, right? That's what he quoted. He quoted from Psalm 91. It says that he will hold you in his arms when you fall down. But that's when Jesus said, get away, Satan, do not tempt you, God your Lord. So the temptation, that the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, these are the ones that we need to look at in our lives during this Lent season. We have a Jesus Christ who have gone before us through all these temptations and won victory over the devil in every one of them. Jesus faced the test that Adam and Eve failed in the garden. The difference is that Jesus won victory over the devil and gave us the victory because of his victory over death and sin. That's why we read in Hebrews chapter 4, we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. As in Adam, all people die, so in Christ, all people will be made alive. The first Adam became a living being. The last Adam, Jesus Christ, became a life-giving spirit. The first man was of the dust of the earth. The second man of heaven, brothers and sisters, is not from the earth, but is from heaven. Jesus was tested in the wilderness, and the devil followed him in the Garden of Gethsemane, and even on the cross. But Jesus won victory over all the temptations and tests that he had to face. With joyful hearts, we can say today, Jesus won the victory over sin and death and all the temptations. We can follow him and win all the temptations in our lives too. Lent is the time that church uses for self-examination and repentance through prayer, fasting, and reading and meditating on God's word. We renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of our sins. Jesus Christ spent this period before his crucifixion in prayer and meditation. And let us prepare and wait for the resurrection, the Easter Sunday, as we close our Lent season. Through such a practice, we can experience a renewal in our lives. Lent offers us the chance to refresh and renew our faith. Let us use this time, the next 50 days until Easter, to do that, to a committed time of study in the Word and praying, not just for ourselves, but also for others, and taking more time during this time and dedicate our life during this Lent time. May the Holy Spirit bless you with these words so that we can be more our communion time, as we take part in the communion, let us reflect on our lives and commit our lives into the hands of God to have a powerful living in the days to come. And invite you all to join the table at this time. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You brought all things into being and called them good. From the dust of the earth, you formed us into your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. When rain fell upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, you bore up the ark on the waters, saved Noah and his family, and made covenant with every living creature on earth. When you led your people to Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, you gave us your commandments and made us your covenant people. When your people forsook the covenant, your prophet Elijah fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And on your holy mountain, he heard your still small voice. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join in their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son Jesus Christ. When you gave him to save us from our sin, your Spirit led him into the wilderness where he fasted 40 days and 40 nights to prepare for his ministry. When he suffered and died on a cross for our sin, you raised him to life, presented him alive to the apostles during 40 days, and exalted him at your right hand. By the baptism of his suffering, death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. Now when we, your people, prepare for the yearly feast of Easter, you lead us to repentance for sin and the cleansing of our hearts, that during these 40 days of Lent, we may be gifted and graced to live upon the covenant you made with us through Christ. On the night in which he himself gave himself for us, he took the bread, and he gave thanks to you and broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and drink. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
The United Methodist Church is an open table. We invite you to join this table. We don't discriminate based on gender, caste, race, language. There's no barrier. It's the Lord's table. It is not a church table. So all are welcome to join the table, including children. So please come as the ushers guide you. We have gluten-free bread and also separate wine for gluten-free sensitive people. So please join us in this term as the ashes guided. Let us give thanks to God for this Holy Communion. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit, to give ourselves for others, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 378, Amazing Grace. If you are able, please stand. Very happy to know, for you to know that this wine that we used was a gift from Jerusalem. A friend gave it to me, and I'm glad that we were able to use that. And also, I have some cards from Jerusalem for those who want to take this, like bookmarkers, and use it for your Lent prayers. It will be a great blessing for you. Take one each if you are interested. People of God, go in the knowledge that Jesus has gone before us through all trials and temptations before us. So whenever we go through that, remember that He is with us along our way. Don't be afraid. Meditate on the Word of God and spend more time in prayer during this Lent season. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.